Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean news items you may have missed for the week ending October 25th, 2019. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news: Jamaica receives $14.85 million US dollars to address natural disasters. A grant of $14 million US dollars has been provided to Jamaica from the Global Risk Financing Facility. The World Bank announced the grant, which is designed to help Jamaica expand financial protections against the risks of natural disasters. The Global Risk Financing Facility is a trust fund that involves multiple donors and is housed at the World Bank. It receives support from Germany and the United Kingdom. This grant is the biggest grant made by the agency to a middle-income nation. Jamaican Prime Minister wants country to be most modern in the Caribbean. Jamaica's Prime Minister Andrew Holness is focused on making the country the most modern in the Caribbean region within 20 years. According to Holness, Jamaica has lost 40 years and must develop. He believes that generations have not benefited from development to date and that the country must catch up in order to help younger people. He pledged that his government would do what it has to do to ensure that national development is effective for the people. Holness specifically cited infrastructure development as a priority. This week's Caribbean news: Cuba reports sanctions by United States force end to air routes. Cubana, Cuba's national airline, states that it is being forced to cancel routes to a number of international destinations due to sanctions imposed by the current U.S. government administration on firms that lease planes from the airline. The U.S. announced that it will revoke the licenses of companies that lease aircraft from Cubana because they use the planes to transport tourists to the Caribbean country. U.S. regulations forbid American citizens from participating in tourism in Cuba. Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's diaspora news: Jamaican diaspora in Japan gives gift of hope to Children's Home. The Jamaican diaspora in Japan has provided the Jamaica National Children's Home in St. Andrew with a gift of $1,000. The donation has been described as a gift of hope and represents funds that were raised via charitable activities under the coordination of the Jamaican Embassy in Japan. The gift comprises contributions meant to rebuild the state care facility, which suffered damage from a fire in August of 2019. The Jamaica National Children's Home first opened in 1973 as a branch of the National Children's Home of Britain. This week's business news: Holness and Johnson Smith to head delegation to China Import Expo. Jamaican Prime Minister Andrew Holness and the country's Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Kamina Johnson Smith, are set to lead a delegation from Jamaica to the China International Import Expo in Shanghai in November of 2019. Johnson Smith stated that Jamaica was invited to participate as a great country of honor. She added that the expo provides an opportunity to showcase what Jamaica has to offer as a destination for trade and investment. There will also be chances to make partnerships in the area of commercial relationships. Now for this week's arts and entertainment news. Use of Jamaican symbols by Kanye West starts discussion on branding. Kanye West, an American rap artist and entrepreneur, brought his Sunday Service pop-up performance to Kingston at the beginning of the National Heroes Day celebrations in October 2019. This was the first time West brought his gospel choir to a destination outside of the United States. While the event was prompted by a Jamaican member of West's staff, it received considerable criticism for its unapproved utilization of Jamaican emblems on merchandise offered for sale on the rapper's website. In response to the criticism, Jamaica's Minister of Culture, Olivia Grange, said Jamaica benefited from the concert. But a music promoter believed West's show, which was live-streamed on his website, upstaged other Jamaican cultural activities staged during Heroes Weekend. This week's sports news. Jamaica Olympic Association signs MOU with Ukraine Olympic Committee. In an historic move, the Jamaica Olympic Association, JOA, has signed a Memorandum of Understanding, or MOU, with the Ukraine Olympic Committee. According to the MOU, the countries will participate in an exchange of coaching expertise, as well as technical and scientific research and sports medicine. The MOU was signed in Doha, Qatar, during the meeting of the General Assembly of the Association of National Olympic Committees, or ANOC. The president of the JOA, Christopher Samuels, noted that the MOU will facilitate the creation of strong bilateral relationships across regions and countries to the benefit of sports overall. Thank you for listening to this week's Jamaica Weekly News Summary, brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. We invite you to become a weekly news summary sponsor. Contact us at news@Jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Fridays at midday at TunnyTopRadio.com, on Saturdays from 11 a.m. to midday at TheEnglishConnectionMedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at E2OnAir.com for The Conduit Show with Peter G. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.